you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, Mitra.
And Tanisha Javon.
How y'all doing today? You know, how you feeling, Ms. Javon?
You know what? I'm feeling great. From the weekend, I feel like I got me an extra dose of vitamin D. And I'm not talking about that vitamin D. I'm talking about this vitamin D from the sun.
Okay, so, girl. Okay. Yes.
I'm energized. How about
I you? Am not. I'm actually on the opposite end, but I think that I'm going to catch up with you. I've actually been the opposite for me. I have been so exhausted these last couple of days. I don't know what it is, but I feel like the closer it gets to some time off coming up, I think I'm going to get better and better. But y'all, it's neither here nor there. We are here, and we are here to talk about entrepreneurship today. This topic is a very important topic because we do know a lot of entrepreneurs. We see a lot of people out here doing a thing. You know, we actually have different endeavors that we're working on as well. What is your intake on entrepreneurship, Ms. Javon?
My intake on entrepreneurship is you got to be consistent.
I agree. And I am one that I totally agree with you, because me, I will get into something and I will say, you know what, this is my heart and soul, this is my craft, this is what I want to do. And then I start off every week putting time into time, and then it kind of dwindles off as my interest fades. And clearly that's not my gift, or I haven't reevaluated everything that I need to reevaluate, because, for instance, I have dabbled in press on nails. I've done many sets, I've worn many sets, and I've actually, made many sets for friends and family, and they really like them. And, when I'm out and about, people see my press ons and they're like, oh my gosh, your nails are awesome. And they can't believe that they're press-ons, because I do put a lot of time in the design. I put a lot of time in the quality. I put a lot of time in everything. Mm-hmm. So, and also I feel like I was underpricing. And let me tell you why. Because I feel like as an entrepreneur, you have got to build your clientele. So me, I was underpricing my product because I wanted to get a lot of people, to catch on. But in the midst of me grabbing all these people and clients, I realized I was getting burnt out because I'm working 150% harder, but I'm only seeing a return that is subpar. And, I just need to charge the price, period. If I put in my time and my hard work and my effort, I need to charge whatever the price is. I don't need to mark my client down, my product down, because I'm trying to gain customers. I just need to provide excellent customer service and come up with a price and be consistent with that price and be consistent with making my product. I think that is my problem and my issue. How do you feel? How do you feel like you will make yourself available to your clients that you are trying to build and trying to let them know that, hey, I'm here to be a service of you as you start diving into your new endeavors?
So pretty much giving them my schedule, making sure we're a good fit and I can provide, you know, extended times on the weekends, you know. Okay. So that's pretty much how I would be doing my schedule.
Correct. So, and I get that because most working class people, which are going to be our target audiences, are going to be working, you know, typically that 9 to 5, 8 to 5, you know, that 6:30 to 3:30, that schedule. So we have to make ourselves available, not so much myself, but for you, you're providing an actual service. I'm actually providing a product. So when you're providing services, I feel like as an entrepreneur, you have to make yourself available outside of those business hours. It's okay to have your certain days where you're unavailable, certain times of the day. But as a new entrepreneur or in a new area or just a new location, you know, you have to make yourself available to your target audience, to your target customers. Like, you have got to make yourself available because people are not going to go over and beyond to schedule with a person who's given subpar services or, you know, that they haven't built a relationship with. Do you feel like you will make yourself available for extended hours on certain days to cater to those target audiences?
It depends. And I'm going to tell you why it depends. Because if a person is all over the place, I am not extending my time to that.
Right. Understood.
So it depends. Like, if there's a person and I know they ready, I know they hungry, it's like they won't want it. And it's like, okay, they, you know, it's like, let's do this.
So my question, not even that, not even just for somebody, I'm saying, for instance, are you going to make yourself available one day, say maybe after 6 o'clock? Are you going to have a day where you have times available after 6 o'clock? Since, again, like I said, we are targeting to working class people, and most people that we will service or sell products to will need that availability probably after the 8 to 5 schedule.
Yeah, based off safety reasons, yes, I will. As long as it's safe, yes.
Awesome.
Yes, I will. Mm-hmm.
And even you even said something earlier, weekends. I see a lot of people that have this mentality that they say, I don't do weekends. Well, guess what? There are 100,000 people who do weekends.
Yep. And it sure is.
For most people, a weekend is convenient for them, and nobody wants to start in the middle of a weekend day to do a service. So are you going to make yourself available early hours of the weekend?
Right, that part. And I want to elaborate on this part too when I said safe.
Because, oh, yeah, I get it. No. I get safety. Hours where you can see outside. Yeah, I would not put myself out there in the dark.
Correct.
Just because there's so many, us as women, we have to protect ourselves. We have to look at the bigger picture. You know, we are trying to grind and we are trying to make that money, but also we want to be safe. We don't want to put ourselves in a situation where, you know, things could go left or somebody can take advantage of us just because we're out on a late night.
Yeah, I agree. And I want to circle back to what you were saying about your pricing. I don't know why we tend to do that, where we tend to underprice our work, and we put so much effort and time and sweat and tears and
sweat equity is what I call it.
Into it for us to budget, like give our product a low price. I don't know why we do that. And one thing that I am learning, not to count people's pockets. You set your price to what it's worth. People will pay.
Yeah, the price is the price, and you pay the price or you find another person to provide that service or to provide that product.
Correct.
And you know what? I learned that the hard way because I was getting burnt out and I was just sitting there like, oh my gosh, I've only got one set done and this person ordered five sets and I got five more sets to do. And I'm just burnt out. And here I am undercharging. But if I were charging, that would give me motivation to start again, as we spoke even about just our podcast. So we typically record during the weekdays, which is works for us. However, we do realize that there are going to be folks that want to record on the weekend, which that's okay. But we are going to charge a convenience fee for those weekend chargers, and it will be a non-refundable weekend fee. And, you know, that's just how we have to do it to secure our time and set our boundaries. Because, again, we do this podcast completely free to people who come in and want to be a part, you know, because we enjoy what we do. However, the times are convenient for us. So when we have to work outside of that realm of that original time, we're just going to have to charge a convenience fee. And like you said, the price is the price, the fee is the fee. And if you want to pay it, you can, or you don't have to, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because at the end of the day, if it's Rihanna, if it's Beyonce, they're going to charge what they're worth.
Right.
And I know we not Beyonce and Rihanna, of course, but at the end of the day, it's like whoever don't purchase, okay, it's fine, but somebody will.
Right.
And that's another thing. You got to be okay with hearing those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, too, we've been putting our time in. We've been doing our homework. So, and with these interviews that we do with different artists and different people, we actually take our time to go through your music, listen to your catalog, listen to lyrics in your catalog, to ask you questions about what you have going on, ask you questions about your project so people can get interested, so people will be interested in you or they want to hear more from you. So don't get it twisted. It is an interview. It's about you. But the time that we spend on the interview is not the only time that we spend. We spend more time doing research, asking questions, looking at videos, you know. So we do put more time into it just than the 30 minutes or the 15 minutes that you're going to spend on air. So that's something that we put into it as well. So it's just not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's actually, we put our time into it. And again, like I said, we enjoy doing it. However, but when we start having to work outside of our comfort, then guess what? There will be a convenience fee.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So let me ask you a question, Tanisha.
Okay.
I do understand that, you know, with being an entrepreneur, sometimes you have to set your boundaries. How do you feel like you will set your boundaries to make it clear for new clients, for new customers, to let them know, hey, this is what I'm going to provide during this certain time period? And how are you going to set your boundaries to be clear and concise?
Pretty much just putting it out there, setting those, like I said before, those boundaries, just letting them know, like, hey, as I'm interviewing them, letting them know, interview me as well. We're interviewing each other to make sure we're a good fit. These are my times. What times are you expecting? If it's way out of my league, it ain't gonna work for me. If I'm way out of their league, it ain't gonna work for them. And I'm gonna be okay with it.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's with any relationship, friendships, business partnerships. Like, you have to express what you're willing to deal with, what your, you know, just your boundaries. You have to set healthy boundaries. Boundaries are so healthy, because if you don't set those boundaries, people will expect any and everything of you. So again, like you said, when we start getting these clients, or we start making, you know, our schedules, it's very important to set these clear boundaries and set expectations on both ends. And like you said, even when you're going to a new job, I know a lot of people go into the interview like, I hope I get this job. And then you get in an interview and you see the energy is off. It's like, well, dang, I'm sitting here wishing for this job, but I don't even want it, because I'm interviewing them as well. And their expectations are out of the world for
absolutely.
Me.
So absolutely.
It's a two-way street. It's not just you interviewing them. It's them interviewing you as well. Like, we got to figure out, like, is this a good fit? And I'm glad you said that. It has to work on both ends. It's like any other relationship. Like, you gotta, the right hand need to know what the left hand doing. And if the left hand don't like it, then, you know, we need to part ways, and we can't even build this relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it gets to that point to where, you know, you pick or choose what works, you know, for you and what doesn't. So
right.
You get out there and you're doing your entrepreneurship and stuff like that. Don't forget that it's interviewing on both sides. Don't just jump into it because you see an opportunity. You know, just make sure it works, because sometimes you might jump into something and wish you did.
Correct. And then you done signed contracts, or you done accepted money, or you done accepted services and you're not satisfied. And then that opens up a whole nother ball of worms that you're not even trying to get into.
Absolutely.
Also, I was thinking about something when you were talking. I think I lost it though. Lord help me. You was talking and something came to my mind and I wanted to express it, but I done forgot. Maybe it'll come back. Did you have another thought you were thinking about?
So, I do want to elaborate on those no's a little bit, because I used to be the type of person to where if I would hear a no, it would be like the end of the world. Mm-hmm. Or if I hear a no, it's like I'll forget about the other yeses that I've gotten. But because
and you know what? Sometimes them no's are God's protection.
Yeah.
And I have realized that along the way. And the hard way, because I'm thinking, like, I wanted this so bad and they told me no, but then I look around the corner and I get this next yes, and this next yes was so good. Had I would have got that yes before, I would have been shit out of luck.
Yep.
So, yeah, those no's are sometimes protection for you. You could be about to get in bed, and not literally, that's a figurative speech. But you could be about to get in bed with a needy client that's calling you all hours of the day, that's calling you all hours of the night, trying to do this and that. Because I was talking to one of my friends that's an entrepreneur, and they were saying how they're actually a realtor, and they were saying how this person, like, they would send them houses nonstop, and they only wanted to look at houses at the most inconvenient time for them. And it would be times where they were sitting at dinner and they would say, hey, can we go look at this house right quick? I'm sitting out here right now, can you come look? And my friend went several times, but it was clear that this person wasn't serious, and they only did it when it was convenient for them. And it was just like, why are you calling me at these odd times? And then I come out here to get in contact with the owners and the realtor, and we go out here and you look at the house for 2 minutes and you like, oh nah, I don't like the way this sidewalk look. I ain't interested no more. You saw the sidewalk before you called me at my dinner table. What you mean? So again, those no's are sometimes protection from those types of clients or those people. You saw that damn sidewalk. What you mean you don't like the sidewalk when I get here? So again, those no's can be protection. Also, I know it came to me, I came back. Again, as an entrepreneur, you have got to be able to accept those hard no's as well, because sometimes a consumer or a customer can realize, like after one service or after one purchasing one of your products, that I'm no longer interested in you. And you have got to be okay with that. I'm not no longer interested in your services. I'm no longer interested in your product. I feel like your product wasn't what I expected, or your service was not, it did not meet my needs. So guess what? I'm taking my money, which I have the right to a different place, and I will no longer be using your services. And you have to be okay with that, because everybody is not a good fit. Just because I'm your friend does not mean it's a good fit. Just because you're friends with my cousin doesn't mean we're going to be a good fit. Just because my cousin loves you doesn't mean I'm going to love you.
Absolutely.
I tried it. I didn't like it. I'm good. And you have to be okay with that, because you ought to be happy that they even tried your service or tried your product. And again, you know, my press-ons are not going to be everybody's cup of tea, and I'm fine with that as well.
Yep. You have to be okay with that and just know, hey, it's not the end of the world.
Correct. Do you have any takeaways or anything you want to add before we start wrapping this joint up?
No, that was pretty much all the takeaways that I had. It's just, oh yeah, actually, I'm speaking too soon. So, entrepreneurship is easy to roll out your mouth. Well, good to say off your tongue, but it's so easy to say out of your mouth, but it's not easy when it's time to do the groundwork.
Absolutely. Let me tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. I always see this just real on Instagram, and it goes something like this. It said, I didn't want to work a nine to five, so I chose to be an entrepreneur. Now I work 24/7. And that's real. Like, as an entrepreneur, you're going to be working 24/7 because it's your business, and you don't have a customer service team. You're not going to have, well, you may have like an assistant, but you're not going to have a backup like these other corporations. Like if you work for a Fortune 500 company where they have after hour customer service, where they have somebody they can lean on, they have IT support that they can call. So just know, as an entrepreneur, your job never ends. It's always something to do. It's always marketing that needs to be done. It's always emails that need to be checked. It's always invoices that may need to be processed. It's always things you can do to better yourself as an entrepreneur, to better your service, to better your availability, or to better your boundaries that you need to set. So there's always going to be something that needs to be done. So if you're getting into entrepreneurship because you think this is the easy way out, honey, I'm telling you, working a 9-to-5 is a lot easier than being an entrepreneur, because again, you will work 24/7.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's going to pay off. You just
eventually have to, but you have to put in your time. Like, you can't, as an entrepreneur, you can't go in and say, okay, I'm working 8 to 2 every day, come in those hours, and only during the weekdays. I don't do weekends. Honey, you got to build your clientele before you can set hours like that. And yeah. I know people who have done that, but you can't start off doing that. It's just not possible.
Absolutely. So, but other than that, that was all of my takeaways.
Okay. I guess the takeaways for me is set healthy boundaries. Number two, everybody is not going to be a good fit, consumer and service provider. Also, you have to set those healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries are good. It's just showing maturity when you set those boundaries. And a hard no is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence. There's no explanation needed after that no.
Absolutely.
And sometimes no's are protection. You know, that's God's way of telling you, wait, you know, a delay is not denied. It's just simply that, a delay. So just continue to work on your craft, perfect your craft, perfect your customer service. Like, you got to think about it. You've been a customer before, and you know what you expect as a customer. When you go to McDonald's, you want your fries hot. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If I say a Big Mac without pickles and onions, I don't want no residue or no damn pickles or no residue or no damn onions. I said no pickles, no onions. That's what I expect. That's what I want.
Correct.
So if someone orders a product from you and they tell you exactly what they want and they don't get that, understand that they're not going to be satisfied, and they may not be a returning customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have.
And that's all, folks. So make sure that you continue. Actually, first and foremost, let me say this. I want to thank all of our listeners. Y'all have been rocking with us for 2 years.
Okay.
Y'all been definitely consistent with us. And so I definitely want to shout y'all out and say thank you so much for tuning in, listening to us. Make sure you subscribe, have your friends, family subscribe as well. If you are new listening to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. If you don't know how to subscribe, you can easily just go to our website at www.nogossip-justtalk.com, or you can get on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora. What else I'm missing, Mitra? Google Podcasts, Spotify.
Pandora.
The list goes on. Yep, the list goes on. All your major platforms. All you got to do is go in the search, put in No Gossip, Just Talk. We'll pull up and subscribe to keep up with your favorite episodes. So that's all I wanted to say. Mitra, you want to add something?
No, I think you covered it all, Miss Peak.
All right. Well, like Buzz Bunny say, that's all, folks.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Or good day, whichever one y'all listening to.
Right.
All right. And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is TENISHAP with a double EK.com and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast. What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at @its_grady_baby_. Give us your feedback. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out of me, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.